Look in the mirror. I mean, right now. Are you smiling? I didn't think so. I have the same problem, and I've been working on it. Ever since I was a kid watching Sesame Street, I knew I was supposed to smile, but smiling, if not practiced daily, can seem like kind of a chore. I recently started thinking about smiles when I joined a Zydeco band. The band I was in had broken up, and I wanted to keep playing, keep my chops up. Zydeco is a unique musical experience for a drummer. Most of the songs are two steps, shuffles, straight beats, and a few waltzes thrown in. The endings are cued with a lick from the accordion player. So I was practicing these songs on my practice set and caught sight of myself in the mirror. I noticed that when I play drums, my face looks more like I'm passing a kidney stone than having a good time. And this is good time music. So I had to start practicing my smile too. Just getting the old face muscles to form a smile took some effort. I noticed it made me look younger. And at the gig, people would smile back when they saw me smiling. I started smiling in the grocery store, when I was at the bank, when I greeted customers in my day job. Then I started trading smiles with strangers on the street. I thought maybe they'd think I was crazy. But I was just working a couple of muscles in my face, and people started reacting in a positive way. Friends asked me if I'd won the lottery. I started feeling better about my job and my life. My wife started looking at me suspiciously. "What's going on?" she asked. My fake smile was turning into a real one. Bert and Ernie were right. I keep practicing my smile, mostly in the car now. I try to smile for a full minute or maybe through a song on the radio. I just had my first grandchild, and now all I have to do is think of her. I want her to see my face smiling back at hers. I want her to heed Bert and Ernie's advice. I want her to see a genuine smile, one that comes from inside of me and radiates out like a Zydeco two-step on a Saturday night. With a perspective, I'm Les Block.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.